One pitch that Trump might make to Kim could go something like this. Give up the nukes and we'll help you become an economic power.
I really believe that North Korea can be a tremendous economic power when this is solved.
But you could argue that communist North Korea has already started to thaw towards capitalism, at least for an elite segment of the population that's taking advantage of new opportunities. The World's Patrick Nguyen reached out to someone with a front row seat to these changes. He's a current student at Kim Jong-un's alma mater, a top university in North Korea.
This is North Korean State TV, a lighthearted segment called Best Food in the World, filmed in Pyongyang at an exhibition of gourmet kimchi. There are North Korean ladies in nice coats with fur lining, and they're sampling kimchi and also taking photos with their smartphones. Then the camera turns to some guy. Okay, stop. He says, this kimchi is refreshing, but the way he's dressed, casually, jacket and t-shirt, he seems more laid back than the poised look of people around him.
So my name is Alec Sigley. I'm from Australia.
Alec is 29. He's a student at Kim Il-sung University, the country's most elite school. There are about 50 foreign students there, mostly from China. Alec is one of very few from a country that's cozy with the U.S., and he can sort of pass for a local.
Because I'm half Chinese, I can blend in a little bit more. And there have been times where I've been talking to people, and then halfway through the conversation, they're like, hang on, you're not Korean, are you?
Alec is getting a master's degree. His thesis is on romance in North Korean literature. And get this, as a student, he can roam North Korea's capital without a minder.
So basically in Pyongyang, you can go anywhere you like. You don't need to have a guide with you. There are a lot of shops and restaurants that tourists can't visit that you can go to.
That's how he stumbled across that government-run kimchi showcase with some fellow students.
So we thought, okay, let's check it out. And we went in. Then all of a sudden, you know, I guess they were really thrilled to see some foreigners there. Then I ended up being interviewed, and there's a short clip of me on one of the North Korean state-run YouTube channels. Yeah.
Yes, North Korea does have an official YouTube channel, even though YouTube is technically banned. So is Twitter, and yet Alec tweets from inside North Korea all the time, with no censorship. His tweets are a rare window into daily life in Pyongyang, which, for a supposed bastion of anti-capitalism, seems to involve buying a lot of stuff, like new flavors of knockoff Fanta, or imitation Cocoa Puffs, or a video game app, like this North Korean clone of Guitar Hero that you can play on your new government-made smartphone, which sounds like this when you turn it on. Under Kim Jong-un, North Korea is drifting farther from its Stalinist roots than ever before. Kim Jong-un, he may talk about the, quote, filthy winds of bourgeoisie reform, but he's also letting anyone with money shop and shop and shop.
The consumer economy has grown quite significantly in the past couple of years, and that's manifested itself in the form of new restaurants with everything from pizza, conveyor belt sushi. There's a conveyor belt hot pot restaurant that's really good.
It's not the North Korea you're used to hearing about, but there is a nuclear bomb connection. Last year, Kim Jong-un said, hey, now that we've got the bomb, our nuclear sword of justice, he calls it, we're going to focus on building our economy.
He wants to make his country into a developmental dictatorship.
That's Andrei Lenkov, a Russia-born expert on North Korea. He also went to Kim Il-sung University back in the 80s. I spoke to Lenkov last year, and even then, he was saying that North Korea is heading the way of China.
Something like, say, China of the 80s and 90s, which is developing economy using market capitalist model, but with a great deal of the state intervention.
Meaning, you can start a business as long as it's linked to the government and you share the profits. Just don't get caught hoarding too much money for yourself.
Corruption is kept at bay by tough dictator at the top, because if you steal too much, you can end up at a lamppost.
Swinging from lamppost, he means. Yeah, that's the North Korea we often hear about. So what about the gulags and the poverty and the horrible oppression? Well, that's all still happening. But Kim Jong-un's changes are also creating a nouveau riche, traders, shopkeepers, people whose power comes from entrepreneurship, not just being an officer in the regime. As for Alec, he's been obsessed with North Korean society for years. That's why he started learning Korean in his early 20s. but he says he's not a cheerleader for the North Korean state.
Simply going to a place and being there doesn't mean that I support everything about the politics there. Me visiting the United States doesn't mean that I support the war in Iraq or anything like that.
Still, he does have good connections. You need those just to get into university. And he built them over the last 5 years, running Tongil Tours, his own company, which brings English-speaking tourists into Pyongyang. Yes, Alec is also an entrepreneur in North Korea. Not that he's basking in luxury. He lives in a college dorm with North Koreans. His last roommate, by the way, had an interesting hobby.
The extracurricular activity he was doing was working on his goose stepping.
Goose stepping, you know, that really intense marching style with the super high kicks.
He participated in a parade, one of those military parades where he marched in front of Kim Jong-un.
Veneration of the state does seep into everything, which means so does hatred of the U.S. But Alec has noticed something. Before Trump and Kim Jong-un started making nice, there were menacing anti-American billboards all around town. He remembers one in particular. It read, "If the U.S. imperialists strike at us again, we will wipe them from the face of the earth."
The U.S. imperialists is in black, and it's like scary looking sort of font. It reminds me of the font from those Goosebumps novels on the cover, you know, drippy sort of font, U.S. imperialists in black.
Billboards like that have disappeared. And professors and students, they also now say President Trump instead of just Trump.
Yeah, I just recognizing him as an important statesman. It's a very small thing, but in the North, they're very fixated on some of these details.
North Korea is still punished by U.S. sanctions. But this society, whose people have been taught to hate the U.S. since birth, it seems some of them have an open mind about the future.
Some of the students saying to me as well, this is a new era. We're entering a new phase, and they're still cautious, you know, but at least they embrace some hope that U.S. DPRK relations can improve.
For The World, Patrick Nguyen.